Chapter 24.
Ventress felt a mingled stab of worry and nostalgia as Slave One landed at Sereno Spaceport. Her most recent visits to this world had been her two failed assassination attempts. Now she couldn't care less about Dooku. Her hatred and burning desire for revenge was easily put aside for something so much more important. Funny how one's priorities could shift so completely in the most unexpected of ways. Her boots clanked on the metal of the ramp as she, Lots, Bosk, Highsinger, and Boba descended. Embo disembarked from his own saucer-shaped guillotine, but not alone. His Anuba, Marok, trotting down the ramp from his own private entrance, fell into step with his master. Ventress had worked with all of them but Embo. He was a Cayuso, swift and agile. He had one of the more interesting tools she'd run across, a hat that did triple duty as accessory, shield, and weapon. C-21 Highsinger, as far as she knew, was that rare thing, a unique droid. The spires of Dooku's fortress towered, catching the morning sunlight. They were beautiful, elegant, and refined. The place looked both too lyrical to be a prison where unspeakable torment was performed, and too beautiful to be the home of such a wretched creature as Dooku.
"We're coming, Voss."
Ventress pointed at it, her body as calm and poised as her thoughts and emotions were roiling.
"There's the palace."
"And you're certain this Count Dooku won't be there?"
Lots pressed. Ventress gave the younger woman a scornful glance. Lying smoothly, she replied,
"He has an entire war to manage. He's got greater things to worry about and better places to be."
Fett gnawed his lower lip, gazing at the spires.
"I don't like it. What did your friend do to get himself imprisoned by a man like Dooku anyway?"
She'd known the question would be asked, and replied with the simple truth.
"Honestly, he tried to kill him."
Lots whistled. The bounty hunters, all with raised eyebrows, looked at one another. Clearly, they were kicking themselves for not asking this question sooner.
"Unbelievable,"
said Fett.
"So this is why you agreed to pay us in advance?"
Ventress planted her hands on her hips.
"Look, the plan is simple. You're running a distraction. That's it. I'll do the hard part and break into the prison. Just hold the guards' attention. Think you can manage that?"
Boba bristled.
"Easily,"
Bosk said.
"They're most likely just droids."
"Dwarf!"
protested Highsinger. Bosk ducked his scaly green head.
"Sorry, pal. No offense."
Highsinger was obviously not entirely mollified.
"Try to make it look like you're stealing a starship,"
Ventress said.
"We don't want to tip our hand that this is a rescue attempt."
Lots laughed.
"Why stop at the look-like part? Let's just steal the thing."
"Yep. Bonus,"
Bosk agreed. Adventurous's expression, Fett laughed out loud.
"Don't forget, you asked for our help."
"I'm having second thoughts,"
she murmured, as they set off for the palace. Ventress had lived here long enough to know how Dooku liked things to run. She remembered exactly where and at what time supplies were delivered to the palace. Tucked away out of sight behind the opulence of the palace's imposing entrance was a delivery area, where encroaching trees had been cleared away so that shuttles could land. It would be easy to ambush the droids tasked with offloading the supplies. The trees, not far from the landing area, offered plenty of cover. It was so obvious that for a brief moment, Ventress wondered why an attack such as the one they were planning had not been attempted before. Then she realized that any sane person would balk at simply walking up to Dooku's battle droid protected palace, rear entry though it might be. She checked her chrono.
"Any minute now,"
she told her companions.
"How many shuttles will there be?"
asked Lots. Ventress shrugged her thin shoulders.
"It depends on the size of the delivery. There's room for anywhere from 1 to 5 to land in this area.
Great, muttered Lots.
Quiet,
Fett said. They waited. Within 5 minutes, they could all hear the sound of approaching ships.
Ventress listened closely. More than one, certainly. Perhaps 3.
Not as bad as it could be, but it would certainly present Fett's team with a challenge.
They waited for the signal from Boba.
The young bounty hunter leaned against a tree trunk, his face hidden by his helmet. One of the shuttles settled down, followed by 2 others.
Boba slowly raised his hand,
and when the first shuttle extended a ramp and 2 battle droids trundled out carrying a large box between them, Boba gave the signal for his team to move forward.
Carefully, quietly, they each took their position.
Ventress had never felt more alive.
Her body was calm, under her absolute control, and her focus was laser sharp. The killing machine she could become when needed was fueled now by the heat of her anger toward Dooku. And another warm emotion she was too afraid to name. She would get Voss out. She refused to even consider any other outcome.
A disc-shaped metal object came out of nowhere and clipped one of the battle droids in the head. It stumbled and fell, its head smashed beyond repair.
Hey!
Its partner objected, turning to see who had thrown the projectile. The droid was cleanly decapitated by the disc as it circled back toward its owner, and its head toppled off its shoulders. Embo extended a hand and snatched his flat, broad-brimmed hat.
Mr. Balotelli,
he said smugly. Lots Razi had positioned herself near the second ship. As the droids emerged, she quickly cracked her grappling boa. In her expert hands, the boa coiled around a hapless, squeaking droid like the snake for which it was named. In a series of moves that looked more like a dance than a fight, Lots snared one, whipped it around her, and deposited it at the feet of Highsinger. The bounty hunter cheerfully crushed the enemy droid beneath his metal feet. The air was filled with multicolored bolts. Fett took out a pair of other droids, while Bossk scrambled atop one of the shuttles. He fired a repeating blaster, laughing gleefully as he mowed down battle droids and finally targeted one of the shuttles. It exploded in a very satisfactory manner, leaping flames and oily tendrils of black smoke climbing into the air. Even the battle droids would notice that, Ventress thought. And sure enough, at least a dozen of them scurried out of the entrance to the palace's lower levels.
It's clear, Ventress called to Fett. I'm going in.
We'll hold the droids here,
Fett shouted back.
But you've only got 15 minutes, understand?
I'll be quick, Ventress said.
She sprinted for the open doors.
15 minutes!
Fett yelled after her.
Silently, swiftly, Ventress hastened through the dimly lit hallways.
Here, deep inside the well-fortified heart of Dooku's palace, was where the Count kept his prisoners. She remembered precisely where the cells were, and what went on inside them. There had been a time when she herself had participated in interrogations that were, in the end, merely an excuse to inflict pain. No one was ever released, whether or not they provided useful information. She could only hope that Voss was still alive. The sound of metallic feet marching reached her ears. Ventress leapt straight up. Using the shadows in the corners as cover, she found hand and footholds and waited. 6 armed droids hurried through the corridor, doubtless alerted to the ruckus outside. Ventress dropped directly on top of one, ripped off its head, and flung it at one of its companions. Deftly, she executed a handspring and came up kicking out with both feet, using the force to empower the strike. The droids slammed into the walls and collapsed like puppets with their strings cut. Activating her lightsaber. No, Voss's lightsaber. Ventress turned to the remaining 3. One had recovered enough to fire at her, but she batted back the bolts as she were swatting an annoying insect. In one smooth motion, she sprang, sliced, and 3 heads went rolling. Ventress dropped to a crouch, listened, and moved. moved on. Turning left at the next corridor junction, she raced down the long hall. At the end was a huge metal door, flanked by controls. This was the entry to the cell area. Ventress paused for a heartbeat to steady herself, then pushed the button. The door slid open, just as two droids turned the corner to enter the hallway.
"Hey,"
said one of them.
"You're not supposed to..."
Ventress knocked one arrow, let it fly, and loosed a second. The droids didn't even have a chance to open fire. She pressed on. Two more droids approached, carrying battle staves. Ventress didn't even slow her pace, running straight toward them as they charged at her, brandishing and whirling their staves. At the last moment, she veered, ran up the wall, flipped in midair, and seized one of the staves. For a moment, Ventress balanced atop it with one hand, sizing up the droid's positions. Then she dropped with precise control, flipping so she held the weapon in both hands. The droid that was still armed began to attack. With a single quick motion, Ventress sent its stave flying and slammed her own, first into one droid, then the other. Pieces of them clanged to the ground. Ventress dropped the weapon and entered the cell section. The cells were all empty. Dooku must have finished with the prisoners he remembered and not replenished his stock.
Except for Voss.
She ran down the hallways, glancing left and right into each cell. Rounding the corner, he knelt, his back to her. His back was bowed, and his body shook, as if with sobs.
"Voss!"
Ventress cried brokenly, slamming the controls with her palm and deactivating the force field. He froze, but didn't turn around. A lump rose in her throat. Slowly, Ventress stepped forward, reaching out to touch his shoulder.
"It's me, Voss. I came back for..."
Still without turning, Voss lifted a hand and clenched his fist. Ventress shot into the air. Invisible fingers strangled her. Blood pounded in her ears as she clawed futilely at her throat, struggling to force words out.
"Quinlan, no!"
"You are a liar and a murderer!"